Welcome to the Counter Narrative Podcast, a show designed to change the way we talk and think about education. By sharing stories of successes and triumphs, we aim to challenge the dominant narrative that often negatively portrays our disenfranchised populations. I'm your host, Charles Williams, an urban educator for more than 15 years, a current school principal in Chicago, an educational consultant, an equity advocate, and the co-host of Inside the Principal's Office. Let's get started. Hey listeners, before we jump into the episode, I wanted to share something with you. On January 6th, it's a Saturday, at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, I am going to be hosting a webinar for all speakers who want to up their games. In this session, we're going to dive into the rhetorical triangle so we can figure out how to elevate your speaking prowess so you can build a trustworthy persona, connect emotionally, and present logical arguments that resonate with your listeners. But we're also going to learn how to weave compelling narratives through factual content by exploring various story models. Through this, you're going to be able to persuade, teach, and inspire while also retaining the core concepts and messages of your speech. Whether you're addressing a conference room, pitching to clients, or even inspiring a team, the skills you're going to learn during this webinar will help you become a more confident and persuasive speaker. I don't want you just to leave your audience listening, but I want them to be engaged and moved by your words. And as a listener to this podcast, using the keyword counter, C-O-U-N-T-E-R, you'll save an extra 10%. But hurry. There are some early bird pricing going on now, and ticket prices will increase as the time goes on. I can't wait to see you there. Now, let's jump into the episode. So here we are, the final episode of 2024. And as usual, I wanted to close out this year with an episode, a segment focused on reflection. And as I sat and I thought about what I wanted to share, I waffled back and forth a little bit on exactly how I would approach this. And as usual, social media did not let me down and somehow, some way came up with yet another trend. And those are the ins and outs. Now, I'll be honest. Maybe ins and outs have been around for a while. Maybe they're brand new. If I would not be surprised if they are not new, but just new to me, because outside of my edu spaces, I don't spend a lot of time on social media. So I figured maybe for this final episode, I would close it out with an in and out version, if you don't mind me sharing. So it's surprising to me to think that this is the 188th episode, right? I mean, we are going into, if you didn't know, in February will mark 5 years of the anniversary for the brand, the CW Consulting brand. And in May, it'll be about 4 years for the podcast. So, you know, time has been moving along. And I think spending this much time in this space has helped to shape those ins and outs for this upcoming year. So I don't know whether or not I'm doing this right. Some of the ins and out lists I've seen, the ins don't necessarily correspond with the outs. But for me, it only makes sense that when things are coming in, things are going out. And sometimes those are similar to one another or variations of one another. So my first, I guess, in and out will be an out of chasing spaces that one are unpaid and two may not really prioritize me. I have found myself oftentimes being upset about sessions that are not being accepted, questioning why my presence was not something that was valued or wanted. And meanwhile, sitting in those spaces, there were other doors that were wide open to me. Doors that maybe I was ignoring because they didn't carry the perceived prestige that some of these other opportunities had. And so this year, one of my outs is stopping chasing those things, recognizing the value that I bring into spaces, recognizing the expertise that I carry with myself, ignoring that imposter syndrome that so often creeps up and says, on the in, I guess, if you will, prioritizing those spaces that want me, focusing on those things that that tell me that I bring value by adding value back to me in the form of compensation or other ways. But I don't want to feel like I'm in a single-sided relationship. I don't want to feel as if I'm pouring in and giving and chasing and doing all of these things and adding value to spaces and not getting anything in return. And I think I've recognized myself of caring about the work that I do enough to say, I'm no longer doing that. So that's my first in and out. Recognizing that not chasing things will probably free up some time and being okay with that. I think the second in and out is this idea of redefining who I am, and not just solely by the work that I do, but who I am. Listeners, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how to define that right now. And during this past year, I've done a lot of self-discovery, self-reflection, and that is one of the questions that has continued to come up, is how would you define who you are? And not in terms of what you do for others, but who you are. And I don't think I can answer that. I think I have spent my entire time devoted to the work that I do, devoted to caring and pouring into others, that I have no idea what it is that I want, who it is that I am, what it is that truly makes me happy, that what makes me tick. And I joke sometimes in my sessions that it is this work. And I think there is some truth to that. But that can't be all of it. And so one of my other in and outs this year is exactly that, of trying to figure out who I am, that self-discovery beyond work and stopping defining myself solely by the career and the work that I do. I think in tandem with that, in connection with that, I think it's learning to be comfortable being alone. I often share that my wife and I have a large family. We have 5 girls, and we have cousins and aunts and uncles and relatives, and our home is the hub. And it's rare that my house is empty. It is rare that I find myself alone. But I think in that pursuit of trying to figure out who I am and what makes me happy, and figuring out that centerpiece, right? That entity that is deep within, I'm going to have to find time, one, to be alone, but also to be okay being alone. Recently, my wife and I were watching something, and you know, somebody was sitting there eating alone, and I kind of looked over at her. I said, you know, I'm starting to become more comfortable with that. And she asked me, is that just because of your travels? Right? I oftentimes find myself alone. And as I was reflecting on that, I thought about a recent trip to San Antonio for the Innovative School Summit. Speaking of which, thank you, Kevin and AccuTrain, because that is actually going to be one of my big paid gigs next year. So thank you for that. That's a side note. You'll see more on that next year. But as I was down there this year, I remember going to a restaurant and I sat down, I ordered my food, I ate my food, and I think I had paid my bill, and I was probably in and out of the restaurant in maybe about 30 minutes or so. I mean, kudos to the restaurant for expedited service. But the reality was that I didn't know how to enjoy the experience. I didn't know how to take in the space to savor the food. It was more of a thing that I had to do. I was hungry, so I went to eat. So I ate, and I was on my way again. And so I need to find a way to not just to be alone. I think that happens sometimes naturally, but to find ways to enjoy being alone, because it's in those moments that I would have the opportunity to do those things, to explore those things that are about me and not about the people around me. And I will tell you, it is extremely challenging to even figure that out. More often than not, I just find myself sitting there because I don't know where to go or what to do. So, yet another in and out. And I think my last in and out, and I know this one is going to be probably the most challenging, is that learning to say no and not to carry things, those stress-filled situations on my shoulder. I am highly effective and highly efficient at the work that I do. And I'm often told that I work well under pressure and I get the job done and I'm a problem solver, which are all great things for the spaces that I'm in. But as time has gone on, I have started to feel the toll that it has taken on me. The tax that I have paid physically and mentally of being that person, right, who can swoop in and save the day because I'm able to figure things out and look at things maybe in a different way and resolve that problem, which is, it's a great skill to have. But that is not a space where one should exist time and time and time again. It's recognizing that maybe there are times when I just have to accept that things aren't going to be the way that I want them to be, or they're not going to operate the way that I believe that they should operate. And if I could learn to accept that, then maybe I can learn to walk away from those spaces and not to carry the worry, not to carry the stress, not to carry the frustration into other spaces. So these are my ins and outs for 2024. I would love to see yours and to hear yours. I'm sure that they will be flooding my social media feeds in just a few days as the new year rolls in. But I hope that you're able to let go of some things, those things that are not adding on to you, those things that are not giving you value, those things that are not lifting you up to where you want to be. Learn to let go of those. Learn to shed them and to shake them off as you move into this new year and find a way to spend time in, to pick up, to tack onto yourself those things that will give you what it is that you need to be who it is that you want to be in the upcoming year. Until next time. I want to thank you for listening to the Counter Narrative Podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please be sure to like, subscribe, and of course, share it with friends and family. I'd also love to hear your thoughts about the show, so please leave a comment or two as well. Now, I'm not sure what platform you're using, but the show can be found on Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and plenty of other platforms. If the show isn't on your preferred site, let me know, and I'll be sure to get it up and running. This podcast is also featured on schoolrubric.com, where you can find educational articles, videos, and interviews with educators from around the globe. Be sure to connect with me and other listeners by following the show on Twitter at the CN Podcast and joining the show's Facebook group. Take care.